Hey guys, what's up? Welcome to the Gals on the Go podcast. I'm Danielle. I'm super excited to be here. I'm joined with my girl.
Hi, it's Brooke. I'm so excited to be here.
We're finally back in Athens together.
It feels like it's actually been a really long time.
I know. It's been way too long since I've seen you.
Yeah. I feel like we usually see each other like quite frequently. So yeah. This was like a long time for sure. Like 2 months, 3 months.
Yeah, definitely. But it's really exciting because now we're starting this podcast. We're really excited that so many of you guys have already subscribed and listened to our intros that we're really excited about.
I know. Seriously. Thank you guys so much for the support and anticipation, I guess. Because yeah. We released those little intros and everyone got super excited. So here we are recording our first episode kind of in unison.
Yeah. Like we're literally sitting together in my office, like looking at each other with our mics. This is so cute.
It actually is. But it's so weird because we're both like used to YouTube where like you see us. So we're like literally bumming it right now. You guys like seriously.
I'm kind of could get used to this.
Yeah. I kind of love it. No makeup. Like just, what is that song?
Sweatpants, hair tied, chilling with no makeup. Oh my God. My voice crack.
Oh, nice.
Love I know. It. I'm losing my voice a little bit, you guys. But that's just because I'm on the grind. Yeah. Hustle. But we're totally, like she said, we are bumming it today right before we filmed this. Or, oh my God, filmed. See, I'm going to use this YouTube lingo. Yeah. We totally Uber Eats hibachi and sushi and just really
so
ate it a lot.
It. So
we considered
it.
Doing one of those mukbang videos.
Mukbang.
Mukbang ASMR.
Required getting ready, you know, and like now we're not ready, we're just sitting here. It's just two gals chatting and
two gals on the go.
Two gals on the go, truly. Yes.
So thank you guys again so much for joining. You guys seriously have been so cool about being so supportive. Like all of our goal for this is to just talk, and today's episode is just gonna be kind of catching you guys up about what we did this summer, you know, giving you guys an idea of what our podcast is gonna be like. We do have a format that we're gonna go with. We're gonna be interviewing people.
We do, but we also definitely want to hear what you guys want to see, and we definitely heard some of your feedback and some of the influencers or other business guys and gals you'd want to see us interview on the podcast, which is great. So we're taking inspiration from that, and if you have any other suggestions, please.
Yeah, seriously. Like, we want each episode to kind of have a theme. We already have, like, our next, like, four or five themes kind of done, and we have a couple really exciting guests that are coming on the show.
Everyone's gonna love it.
Yeah. Everyone's gonna love our first one. They're gonna kind of be all over it. We're kind of going for the girl boss vibe because our, you know, podcast is called Gals on the Go.
Oh yeah, it has to be someone that is
on the go.
On the go.
What are we gonna do when we want to interview a guy?
I know. I was just thinking that when I said guys and gals.
No, but
have
I mean,
to be like a featured like guy on the go.
Yeah, like I don't know. Comment. Oh, they can't comment down below.
I know. Where should we have them comment? I was thinking about this.
Just tweet us at Danielle Carolyn at Brooke Michio on Instagram. You guys should be following us if you're listening to this. I feel like.
Please do.
Yeah, please follow, subscribe, rate
Stay
us.
Stay engaged.
Oh, yeah. we both look at each other.
Like, yeah, ratings.
Yes, definitely rate us on, because we're already on the iTunes charts.
I know. That's honestly amazing. Yeah, we cracked the 200 on just the general chart, which was like amazing.
We did? I didn't know that.
That's what it was when we were but that was like the day we released those intros.
Yeah,
we were like
everyone was
120
going.
Or something, which is really amazing, truly.
Yeah, go us.
And now I think we're in the arts category because like we're technically under beauty and fashion, but we're going to be talking about everything. It's not
Either way, we're really excited and we're just.
I know, truly, like amazing.
This is going to be so much fun.
And it's such a new medium that like we're exploring with you guys, which I think is like the most exciting part.
Yeah.
It's like we're talking about it like YouTube is so comfortable for us. Like we know everything. We're like getting a video done. Sure. Could do it in this amount of time. Like we know how long it takes and like realistic time frames. And this is something that like we've just been setting up for the past few hours and like probably overthinking it. But we just are trying to figure out how to get everything going. And it's exciting though.
It is really exciting. And our goal for this, and we said this in both of our intros, but you know, Brooke and I are both people who were both in college. Like, if you guys didn't know, we both go to the University of Georgia. I'm a sophomore. She's a senior. We're both Kappa Deltas. And we're also doing a lot of traveling and, you know, all that fun stuff. And it's nice to, like, not always have to just listen to music. We want you to be able to be driving to school and listen to us or walking to class and listen to this. Like, I don't know if we're going to give you knowledge,
so
but something.
To, like, watch YouTube while you drive. People do that, and that is so dangerous. Please don't do that. I've literally seen people, like, Netflix and drive. Like, what are you? Are you trying to die? Like, let's
Netflix
not do
and
that.
Chill? More like Netflix and drive.
Yeah,
like,
literally Netflix and die, though. Like, that is actually scary. Don't do that.
Brooke is so funny. Stop. You guys will come to learn. Guys, it took me 5 times to start the intro of that because Brooke kept making me laugh literally just by pointing. She goes, okay, go.
Do you hear that?
And I was like, yeah.
Did you just hear that? There's like a party going on in the apartment above us, I think.
Oh my god, that scared me. I thought someone was actually being murdered.
No, it was like quite loud. Sorry, I just cut you off. I just got startled.
No, that scared me. That really scared me. I was trying to talk through it. but anyways, so we kind of created a general form for the format.
A general form. We're all going to be filling out paperwork though, so get your pens and pencils.
Get your pens, pencils, highlighters, whatever. White out your what are those pens called? Your flare pens? Oh. Your planners?
Yeah.
We're both day designer people, but
if you're not, then get on it.
Yeah, or you can use a passion planner, but we like day designers better. Sorry, Kenzie, love you. Mwah. But so, should we go over kind of like the general format of our podcast in the future?
Yeah, and then I guess we'll ask everybody for their comments, but not really comments, but feedback.
We love feedback.
Yeah.
So do you want to tell them?
Oh, sure. I have the notebook in front of me, you guys. We were just joking around, like, page flipping ASMR, because these mics pick up, like, every small like
page
ignore.
Flipping. Yeah, like... Oh my gosh, I hope they heard that.
Okay, so the first few minutes of every single podcast, we're just going to go ahead and do, like, a general intro, chat, you know. I actually put in here that we're going to do our little... What are we calling it? Highlight and low light in the first 10 minutes of the podcast.
Okay, yeah. So that's going to be the next part of our podcast where there's a few podcasts I listen to where they kind of talk about their highs and lows of that week. And I thought that was a great way to kind of recap the week. And sometimes they're really funny. And, I mean, mine's not, like, crazy funny. I don't know about yours. But we want to call ours...
Highlights and lowlights.
I was trying to be dramatic about it. Because Brooke came up with it, so I wanted her to...
Are you sure?
Unless I said it, I don't know.
We were like Googling like words for best and worst, words for good and bad, because we like wanted to like
make
positives
it cool.
And negatives. Yeah.
But we're gonna go with highlights and lowlights because we like beauty, we like fashion and all that, and highlights and lowlights is kind of like a cool, quirky way to be like
I also think
good
of, like,
and bad.
Highlights like the sports highlights.
Yeah,
know?
Or like highlights like on your highlight Instagram reel. Story.
Yeah. Oh, so many highlights.
Yeah, and then lowlights are kind of like. Not a fan, even though lowlights look good on hair, but it's not to offend you or
it's
anything.
All about
shoot.
Perspective, you know?
Yeah. So, do you want to start off with your highlight and your lowlight?
Okay. So, mine is pretty vague, but I guess we'll start off with my highlight, which is I'm so excited. I just moved into a new house here in Athens with four of my best friends. I lived in an apartment before, and now I'm in my senior year of college. So, for junior, lived in an apartment with my two best friends, Mariah and Maddie. It was awesome. But we decided to upgrade and add on two more roommates. So Alicia and Tatiana are now with us. Love them
That's
all.
That's so exciting.
Oh, and we have a dog. We have Finley.
So homie.
Our male roommate, Finley the dog. He's a rescue, so I don't even know like what kind he is. But he's big and
like
fluffy.
Like a mutt.
Yeah, but he's like white and fluffy. Like, I don't even know what kind, but...
Oh, I don't know.
He's so cute.
I need to meet this dog.
I am so excited. My room is... Not complete.
She's a little stressed right now, you guys.
Yeah. Which would bring me to my low light, which is just that my life right now is in shambles and boxes and suitcases. But luckily, my parents are arriving soon in town to help me out. So I can't really complain too much. I'm honestly really excited for this. Like, it's a good week.
It's a good week. We're here a week before classes start for sorority recruitment. So that's been really fun. But yeah, I was like, it was so cute driving up to Brooke's little house, and she was just waiting for me because I picked her up today to record this. I'm going to keep saying film. It's going to be bad. But I think it's going to be good. And you have like this cute little front porch.
Yeah, no, you have to see my room. It's quite spacious. So
yeah,
I'm like happy
it's
about
quite
it.
Spacious.
I just thought so cool.
I hate you. No, I'm kidding.
That's
I say
people,
stuff like that.
People at KD today were saying instead of foyer, the foyer. I was like, can we not call it that? Like, that's
Let's
so weird.
Head over to the foyer.
I don't like that.
No, that's just, like too much.
Yeah, I just realized I sounded annoying. Okay.
No, right. I liked it.
Okay, now your highlights and lowlights.
So,
enough about me.
Never enough about you. So, highlights and lowlights for me. My highlight would 100% be my brother surprising me a couple of days ago at UGA. It was the sweetest, most best thing ever. He wasn't able to, move me into college, and like we're really close and close enough to the fact that like kind of was sad that he wasn't able to move me in. He was in the Keys with his best friend, and he thrives when he's in the Keys. Like, he loves to fish, like, big fishing guy. So I was really sad about that. And so his girlfriend lives in North Carolina, long story short, and she had her car there all summer, so he flew up to drive her back down for, like, the school year. And naturally, Athens, Georgia is on the way back from North Carolina, and I wasn't really thinking like that. So I remember I got back from Spirit Week, which is, like, a week where we practice, like, our KD chants and all that fun stuff. And I'm about to get in the shower, and my dad, like, calls me, and he's like, "Hey, girly, what's up?" And I was just like, "Girly." Yeah, he calls me girly.
Oh, that's cute.
I know. It's cute, I guess. Aww. And I was like, "I'm about to get in the shower. Like, I'm really, really sweaty. Like, can I call you back?" And he was like, "No." And I was like, "Why on earth would my father tell me not to shower?" And he's like, no, let me just hear about your night. And, like, kept talking. Then I hear a knock on the door. And I'm like, what the heck? No one ever knocks on my door. Because my apartment, you have to, like, get a key to come up. And I look at the people. I see no one. I open the door. And it's Freddie and his girlfriend. And it was, like, actually the coolest thing ever.
It's actually so sweet. Yeah.
It was definitely.
I can't believe they pulled that off.
I can't believe it either. But it was really cool. It was sweet. Highlight. Yeah, it was a real highlight, and it's literally on my Instagram story highlight, so check it out. But yeah, I just had to tell that full story because it was cute how my dad, like, called me to stall me and all that.
Freddie is such a sweet boy.
He is sweet.
Yeah.
he is. Like, that takes, like, some sweetness to, like, surprise your sister. Like, and his girlfriend, like, helped him, and they stayed the night, and then they left the next day, but it was nice to, like, have him, and he got to see my apartment.
Imagine being that together. What are they going into senior
year? Yeah, they're kind of like a power couple right now. I know. They're kind of killing the game. Yeah.
Okay.
So my low, but it's also like a high. I don't really know how to explain it, but it's just kind of funny. It was more so just like a, oh my God, of course, Danielle. So I recently joined Orange Theory, and I have to say a big part of it was because of Brooke.
Oh, thank you. Well, I just joined too. I'm like a newbie too. We're both in it.
You joined in like, midsummer?
Like June, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
but like way before me.
Yeah.
And my really good friend Delaney has been doing it for literally ever and like begged me to go, but she's super fit. She's legit a model, and I'm like, that sounds hard.
She's so fit, yeah.
Yeah, like whatever. But so Brooke will vocally say, like, I don't really like working out. Like, you do like to work out actually, but I remember you don't like certain classes and stuff.
Or just blankly going to the gym for me is very challenging.
Yeah, no, not challenging. Like, you're athletic, but you just don't like it.
Yeah.
Like, I remember you don't
mentally,
enjoy it.
Mentally, like, to just sit on an elliptical or something for 30 minutes, no.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
Yeah, and I've known Brooke for a long time, so I knew that about her. And when so she said that she joined Orange Theory and loves it, I was like, okay, like, if Brooke likes it, like, I'm gonna...
must be pretty good.
Yeah, it must be. So I went and tried a class, and I liked it a lot. However, I'm not a treadmill girl. I hate the treadmill. I don't like to run. I hate it. And the teacher was saying, or whatever, the coach said, you know, you can use the bike. There's one bike. So the next class I came back to, I was like, I'm going to get the bike card. I'm going to do the bike instead of having to do 30 minutes on the treadmill. So I do it, and I was just getting, like, all these funky looks, and my friend Delaney was, like, laughing at me. And then at the end, the coach tells me, yeah, usually people that, like, do the bike aren't as, like, physically inclined to, like...
or, like, have an injury.
Yeah, or, like, have an injury. But, like, I love to spin, and I had way more fun doing the bike, but it was a low light just because I was like, oh, my gosh, like, that's so awkward. Everyone probably thought I was, like, not well, but...
No, but honestly, do what makes you
I'm gonna continue to use that bike proudly.
And if you like the rest of the class, then like, who cares?
Well, exactly. Like, I sweat more doing the bike and felt better workout doing the bike.
Yeah, so it works for some people. It's just like I do, like, power. I mean, arms.
Yeah, incline. Yeah.
There's so many different ways you could take it, but sometimes when I do the power walking, like, I'm just drenched in sweat versus like actually running.
Yeah, no, I hate running. Like, I hate it, Brooke. Like, I hate it.
You hate it.
But Delaney told me that Romy Stride, she's, like, a Victoria's Secret model. She's, like, or Romy. She's, like, a YouTuber right now. You've probably seen her. She only power walks at an incline. Wow. And she's really fit. Like,
that's
she doesn't run.
Gretchen and Maggie and all of them do.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't realize.
They do it for, like, 30 minutes on, like, a really high incline.
No, it really does. It's good for the booty.
Yeah.
So, whatever.
You really sweat. And the good thing is, like, it's not as challenging as running in terms of, like, endurance. Like, you can keep going for a longer amount of time.
No, it is true. You're, like, out of breath, but it's a different kind.
And it's not, like, I can't move anymore. It's, like, oh, well, I'm working hard, but, like...
Yeah. Working hard or hardly working?
Yeah. Our series is great, though. I mean, it is a little expensive, I would say, because it is workout class, of course, but... the good thing about it is that you learn, like, principles and, like, other workouts that you can use if you were to go to a gym or, like,
yeah, and it feels like you have a trainer. It's like you have your own trainer, but there's, like, other people with you.
Yeah, and I like it because they correct my moves, which I actually really appreciate when they correct my moves. Because...
or they call out your name, like, yeah, Brooke, you're in the orange zone. Or like...
Yeah.
Do you wear the heart monitor?
Yeah, I do the one on my arm.
Oh, okay. I did it the first time, but it's, like, expensive, and I just have to figure out if I'm going to keep going to, like, do that. I mean, I got a month membership, like, unlimited. I probably should have done that. It's, like, really expensive, and I haven't really had time.
Yeah.
But I'm going to see. I'm going to feel it out.
Yeah, no, I have the arm one. I don't love it, but the few times I have done the chest strap, I really don't like it because
it's like under your sports bra.
I know, so
like
you have to like weird. Go in the bathroom and put it on versus this one, it just kind of rests like on your forearm.
Is I've seen a lot of people that use yeah. that. Yeah, your forearm.
And then I've seen people with like the Fitbit, which looks really cool. But I use my Apple Watch to track other stuff.
Oh, makes sense.
It's like a special like Orange Theory Fitbit, like it goes on your wrist. But yeah. I would say the armband's probably the best. But then it's like weird though, because then when you're doing the rowing, do you like the rowing?
Yeah, okay. I enjoy it. I feel cool yeah. doing it. Like rowing's fun.
Fun fact, rowing works 80% of the muscles in your body.
You know, and it's not amazing? That hard. Like it's hard, like I'm like out of breath after, but I'm not like it's not like impossible.
Mm-hmm. And it's so good for you.
I've never really rowed before.
Yeah.
Until Orange Theory.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, so that's our Orange Theory experience.
So like, try it out. A lot of people
not sponsored.
I wish.
Yeah. Orange Theory. Yeah, really expensive, but
yeah. But I've had a lot of people message me saying like I've tried it because of you, and it's worth it. I think the first class is free, so like you might as well just try it out and like see.
It is free.
If you and it's like a great way to get a little workout in.
You know? Honestly, so you saying that, and then also like I've had probably 3 conversations with people. I was like, you look so good. Like, what are you doing, Orange Theory?
Really?
Yeah. Like so many people have, like actually lost like a lot of weight. Not that I'm trying to like lose a ton of weight, but I just want to feel good, and if they're feeling good after doing it, like I want to feel
literally
good.
Burn like an average class for me I would say is like 550 calories.
Yeah, I burned 500 and like 90 something. That's and amazing. Then apparently you're burning it all the next day too. Uh-huh. Or something.
Afterburn.
Yeah. The afterburn. I was like, that is so cool. We're now a fitness podcast, you guys.
So
no, I like it though. We want to hit all the topics.
What is that, like Gymshark, where they're like are like the fitness girls?
Yes. Yeah. They're so cool. I want a Gymshark outfit. They're cool.
Have you ever seen that tweet? I'm just thinking of it's like a viral tweet, and it's like Gymshark athletes, and they're doing like backflips and stuff in the gym. I'll have to show you afterwards.
I need
it's
to
like
see
so
that.
Inspiring. I showed it to my dad. I was like, "Look at this," and he was like, "Is that Orange Theory?" Like he thought that like Orange
that's
Theory
what you've
is,
been
like,
doing.
Like, absolutely,
dad,
not.
Do you think
like,
I've been doing?
If people don't know what I'm talking about, I'm gonna sound crazy, but it's really funny.
I can't say I've seen that, but I'm really excited to see it.
Okay.
Also, I don't know if you guys noticed, if you are listening to this podcast right now with headphones, we tested it out. There's one of us in each of your ears.
Yeah.
So it's like Brooke on one shoulder, Danielle on the other.
Oh my gosh. I don't know who's on one side though. We have to figure this out. This is like
left, right?
Hello.
Hello.
This is all a big giant test. This first episode to
this is one
with you guys.
Be completely frank, we have never done this before in our lives,
and
so
we're just going off of YouTube tutorials and trying to self-teach, which is
yes, that was really funny. Dangerous. That's how you do it these days, though. That's how we did YouTube.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Like, so.
I still do that if I like am like a certain text effect or something. I'll like
look up. Yeah, like, how do you do this?
Uh-huh.
I literally do that,
and there's like a tutorial for basically everything online.
I love that about online.
The internet.
Google. Amazing. We love it. That was our highlights and lowlights. I think
that was supposed to be only 10 minutes, but here we are 20 minutes in, I think, like 15 minutes.
Really?
In. Yeah, but it doesn't matter.
No, though. Good. I mean, the longer it is, hey, I mean, that's fine. I love a good long podcast.
Me too.
When I'm cleaning my room or something, I just listen. It's so fun.
Yeah, it's so nice.
So I'm hoping you guys are enjoying this.
So basically, that will be the first little bit of our podcast. Every week, you'll get a little glimpse of like what's going on in our lives and stuff of that sort.
Yeah, Brooke and I never don't have something to talk about. Was that a double negative? You know what I mean. We always
there's always something.
Yeah, yes. Like literally before we recorded this, we'd probably talk for an hour straight, mm-hmm. and there's still more for us. Like we just talk. We just love it.
There's just so much content, you know?
So much content. We play off each other well. We just wanted to make this episode just kind of like we said, like a summer catch up kind of deal. You guys are probably kind of familiar with what we did this summer. If you are following us this early on, you probably found us because of our YouTube and Instagram and all that fun stuff. I did a lot of traveling. Brooke actually did an internship with QVC, which is really cool. So yeah, I think you should tell them a little bit about it.
I did. Okay. So a little background on me, if you don't know me, I'm going to be a senior. God, I already said that. Okay, we get it, Brooke. You're senior. Okay, we get it.
I'm scared. I'm with a senior.
I'm kidding. And I am a marketing major. And I've been in the business school for, like, a year and a half now. And I did, like, a little internship last summer. We don't have to talk about it. But it wasn't really, like, my... It wasn't really, like, my big girl internship. Like, this was my first summer of, like, a 10-week structured internship. And I applied to a bunch of different stuff. But it ended up that I ended up at QVC, which is in Westchester, Pennsylvania. Which, if you're familiar with the area, it's It's a very small town, Westchester, Westchester, PA. I love Pennsylvania. People from there are just so nice.
Oh, good.
Good people. Like, I make this comparison. I was waiting in the waiting room at Orange Theory in Pennsylvania, and everyone is like, I love your shirt, like, where are your shoes from? Just, like, genuine compliments, like, good to see you back. And then in the waiting room in New York, like, everyone's just kind of, like, looking at each other, like, acting tough and, like, not talking, heads down.
That's true.
The difference between the two places, so.
Wow.
Yeah. Interesting, right?
Yeah. It's so funny. Before I ever went to Philly or Pennsylvania, like, I always thought everyone was just like, welcome to Philly. Eat a cheesesteak. You know? We went to Philly together for the first time, and I was, like, blown away by how cool and cute it is. I know I'm the worst, but no, that's
Philly's,
what I thought.
Philly's actually awesome. And then in, like, the small suburbs of PA, everyone lives such, like, a humble, cute lifestyle. Like, it's adorable. So,
I loved watching all your little vlogs. Like, I'm going to pick up my meal prep. Like,
oh, Snap Kitchen. Another fave. Okay, but anyways, I wrote down, on the last day of my internship, I wrote down in this notebook, like, things that I thought about corporate life. Because, so, QVC is a, I don't know, I hate describing it. It's like a home shopping television channel. So, like, if you're, you know, on basic cable, flip through your channels, put on QVC, and that's what it is. And I did social media for them. So, they actually manage 36 pages because they have their flagship QVC pages as well as host pages. So those are all the people that are employed by the company that, like, go on air regularly.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay. Like, the host, they have social media as well. Oh,
and
okay.
It's technically the social media team's job to manage all of those pages. Yeah, I know.
So you're, like, their managers for their, like...
Yeah. Danielle's a busy gal. She's getting texts.
My manager is calling me. Wait, that was really weird. We have the same manager, actually. Yeah.
Amanda and Renee.
Yeah, love Amanda and Renee. I can't answer the phone right now.
Okay. But anyways, sorry to cut you off there. So basically, with QVC, with my job, so I was the social media intern. And, well, there was two of us. It was me and my friend Jessica. And, yeah, we just were very busy. It was a very busy team environment, I would say, just because social media is being pulled in so many different directions right now, especially within, like, these big companies. They're still trying to, you know, like, find the place for it and stuff, like, within the larger organization. I just moved this a little bit. I hope I didn't mess it up. Sorry, guys. We're just
gonna hope and pray.
Figure it out. So, basically, here are some thoughts. A bulleted list in order. First off is meetings. Meetings. They literally have meetings to plan the next meeting. No joke. It will be like a meeting. And they'll be like, okay, so in our next meeting, we're going to talk about XYZ. And it's like, how about we all sit at our desk and actually do some work? And
were you just going insane?
They have so many meetings all the time. And I feel like they're like meetings that you can't really skip, which is understandable because you want to be in the loop of everything. But it's emails that can be summed up. It's meetings that can be summed up via an email.
Yeah, yeah. That's always a waste of time.
So I just feel like that, but that's corporate America. Like, there's so many meetings.
Is it really? See, I've never...
Yes. There are...
I guess in movies, you always see them in those big conference rooms, and then they just say, okay, guys, like, back to work.
And they definitely could be productive, but I read in the 4-Hour Work Week,
I need to read that. Tim Ferriss. Yes. I need to read that. He has a podcast, I heard.
Yes, I love it. Tim Ferriss Show.
Yeah, I haven't listened to it.
I love it. So I didn't finish the book. I read, like, half of it on Audible, because it's, like, 12 hours long.
Yeah, that's, like, a lot.
4-Hour Work Week, more like... 12-hour Audible.
Am I right? 12-hour Audible.
Okay, but actually, it's, like, so long. So, but one of the things he said was he doesn't take meetings because it just, like, is a waste of time. So I was like, that's really interesting. Then I realized that there's so many meetings in the corporate world.
Yeah, I mean, I agree and disagree with that. Like, I think it's good to, like, meet with people in person. And what you're saying, it's like, let's not just talk about to-do. You can email me a to-do list.
Yes, or, like, I agree. Yeah, general suggestion, whatever. Or just checking in. Like, I don't know if that has to be... Can you move your meeting maybe bi-weekly instead of weekly? Like,
yeah, you know? It's like too repetitive, too much. I agree. Like, excessive.
So, anyways, okay. Also, working in a corporate America scheme, and this is going to sound like it's all complaints, but these are just like things I learned, and you don't have to take them in a negative context at all.
Yeah,
it's
no.
Just like reflections for you guys of like know. What I have learned is that when you work in like, especially in social media for a huge corporation, I just feel like there's so many levels of approval and processes. Like, I specifically remember we met, I don't know if I could say this. But I'm going to say it anyways. Like, we met with, like, the graphic design team, and we asked them, like, we were asking them for, you know, some work, I guess, that we could put on our social media channel, you know, something, like, for 4th of July, or maybe something for, like, National Ice Cream Day. And they are so specific with even the color palettes that they can use because that's what the brand gives them.
Right. No, it makes complete
Everything is so strict. And I guess that's just how corporations... Not all... I'm summarizing all corporations, but I feel like this... It applies to many.
You know, it does make you appreciate, though, like, when we work with brands, especially when they're bigger brands, we get frustrated because it takes longer for them to approve. That makes sense now.
Yeah.
Because they can't... They don't have, like... It's not a startup where they have one person being like, yeah, that's good.
Exactly.
It's like, no, you can't use that color. Like, you have to be wearing blue or, like, whatever it is.
And the legal department. Oh. Let me tell you about the legal department.
The legal department. Yes. Are you talking about in the sense of where you worked or just for
everywhere.
Us?
Everywhere.
No, I know.
Everywhere.
No,
the legal department is the strict ones. Yeah.
Like, you can't show that in the background. It's one of our outdated versions or, like, whatever it is. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. I mean, I respect it. I understand.
Yeah, I definitely respect it. Understand, but the, I mean, QVC is the same way with the, having really strict legal, and they have to because they're, you know, TV, so I totally get it, but okay. Also, another thing is corporate life is highly, like, in that same idea. It's very structured. It would be like a Monday we do this post, Monday we have, you know, this PR meeting, Tuesday we do this post, we have our, you know, host talent meeting. So it's very...
It's not as candid, whereas usually social media is candid. For you, it is.
Yeah, I mean, for both of us.
For both of us.
The way that I've done it in the past, at least. So I think that's the difference between, like, doing it for yourself and doing it for some... You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like they, it's like what they want, whereas for you, and the reason you have followers is because you just post, like, whenever, like, bumming it in Netflix and chill, or not, sorry, bad example, but bumming it right
Swapping
now.
Swapping hair tie, chilling with no makeup on.
Yeah, basically. And then you just post it, and everyone's like, oh my god, so relatable, whereas you cannot do that with
a brand. Exactly, exactly. And as much as, like, I would like to post something on the brand's page, doesn't mean that it would work for the specific audience, which is honestly hard to think about.
It's like, terrifying.
Weird to think about, like, yeah.
That's true, because not as many people our age... like a shop on QVC.
No, not don't. At all. The average demographic is like 40 plus.
Yeah. My aunt, big QVC fan.
Huge.
Like, huge. Like, when she found out your mom at the time was on one of the networks, you know, doing it, she, like, actually kind of fangirled a little bit. She's like, oh my god, I totally watched her sell food. Or doesn't she do, like, food and dessert and stuff? She's like, oh my god. Like, she thought that was really cool. Aww. So, like, it's definitely still, like, prevalent, and, like, women still really love it.
That's
and men.
Sweet.
It's funny.
That's sweet. Yeah, well, okay. Next point here. Interns, I knew this before just based on, like, what people told me about internships and stuff. And like I said, I did work an internship, but it was with such a small company. Interns, like, literally, when I mean, like, lowest man on the totem pole, like, you are the lowest. So, like, whenever they have, I don't love my team to death, but, like, whenever they have, like, little work or, like, a spreadsheet needed updating, like, instead of them just going in and updating it, like, I was sent the email of, like, hey, can you update this? And I get it.
Yeah.
Like, that's literally what my job is there for. I just didn't realize it. I don't think, like, I mentally processed that it would
Did you ever,
like,
get coffee?
That big. No, I never did that.
I low-key want to do that, just to say I
but
got
we,
coffee.
We had a Starbucks literally in our building, though. So, like, that...
That's just so extra if you
if
can't
they
go
made
get...
me go downstairs, I would be like, I quit. Like, no, I'm sorry. Like,
that's really weird. A Starbucks in your building.
Yeah, it was, like, one of those, like, we proudly serve Starbucks.
Oh. But,
sorry. But they have, like, a good... They have, like, a full menu, though, still. I don't
They're one of those we proudly serve, you know, like, Delta talking. Airlines. Yeah.
No,
like...
but they still do, like, lattes and everything. It's, like, it's not just, like, coffee.
Does
like,
it say Starbucks sign, or is it, like,
Yes,
a...
like, on the cup it says, like, Starbucks.
No, but, like, the
oh,
place.
Oh, yeah, the sign has a Starbucks. It's weird. It's, like, an in-between.
No, it's, like, a Target Starbucks.
Yes.
Well, those are pretty legit, but, like, a little bit
Different
below that.
Different food, though. Different food.
Okay, no, I got you.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, an airport. No.
Yeah. And then, I was just basically, I put another point on here that, like, my team rocked, so I sound like I'm being...
Yeah, you
like,
were close with
all,
your gals.
Yeah, it's all about your team.
It is.
Because if you don't like the people that you work with, then, like, you go in every day and you're freaking miserable, and then it's, like, it sucks.
Can you just, I don't know if you can, but can you please just tell the one story about your internship last year?
Yeah, I can say it. I can say it. Okay. So basically, I had an internship. Oh my gosh, this is so embarrassing.
It makes me laugh so hard every time she tells the
story. I'm not going to say the company because I just...
It's not needed.
But basically, I applied for internships last
summer. Excuse me.
Was that a cough or a sneeze?
It was a cough.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah, I know. Sorry.
Okay. Well, I applied for internships last summer, and... It was really hard for me to find one. I had no experience on my resume besides YouTube, so it was really, really difficult. And I got one with this company that she is a celebrity what are they called? Interior decorator. Yeah. Yeah, a celebrity interior decorator, essentially. So she's like, I've been on Bravo, blah, blah. I didn't interview with her herself. I interviewed with, like, her office manager. By the way, their office was, like, not an office. It was, like, two desks pushed together, basically.
Yeah.
Which I get it. New York City is so expensive, but, like, it just... It
wasn't impressive for you.
Well, it just wasn't an office. It was, like, it was, like, a shared office space with, like... Literally, I don't mean to be annoying. It was a cubicle. But, like, with, like, a literal construction company that was, like, doing construction. And, like, I'm not kidding. I guess I wish I was kidding. This was absurd.
Gosh, okay. It's only the beginning.
So, basically, I got hired as their social media intern. And, yeah, I should have recognized. Well, the first day, they had me meet them at the warehouse in Brooklyn, where I was assigned to, you know, go through all the bins of dusty old furniture, pick it all out, and help them, you know, kind of organize it. Meanwhile, please bear in mind, this is an unpaid internship. I actually was losing money because I was paying to get to the city every day. Literally absurd. Absurd. I'm going through all the old furniture. I was like, tomorrow will be better. We're not at the warehouse. I get to my destination. And it was really cool because I did get to go to, like, really fancy, like,
$8 million, $9 million apartments.
And it would be dope if I was just, like, taking pictures, like, doing, you know, what I was hired to do.
Yeah,
like,
social media. Yeah, like, totally. No, I completely understand.
Yeah. And I was, you know, told to help move the furniture, essentially. So then, you know, I was basically, like, free labor, and I was, like...
In your heels, right? Were you wearing heels?
Like, in, like, not, like, super nice, but, like, cute, like, trendy work clothes, you know, like, flowy pants and, like, booties or whatever.
Yeah.
And I was literally helping them move the freaking furniture. Like, nice furniture in nice apartments. Like, what? Or my favorite thing was, like, hey, like, can you style that shelf? And I, like, was like, I'm not familiar with styling a shelf. Like, I'm not really familiar with this. I'm sorry. So I did it anyways. And then the girl had to redo the whole thing. And I was like, wow. I was not hired to do interior design, though. Like, I was not.
No, you were not at all.
So I actually quit that internship, which makes me sound like a quitter and a big complainer.
No, it was a waste of your time and money. It was money to go into the city.
It was so expensive. But then I got a really dope internship with Coffee and Clothes, which was...
That, like, was so up your alley. Like, that should have happened in the first place.
Exactly. So that's why everything works out for a reason. So if you're sitting at home stressed, like, don't worry. It all works out.
I'm definitely worried about getting an internship if I, like, choose to do that. Because of what you said. You
don't need to, though. Like,
but, honestly, like, what if I want to? You know what I mean? That's the thing. Like, I want to be the coffee chick. Like,
you say... I'm literally rolling my eyes right now, Danielle, because she says this now, guys. She says this now.
I don't know how to explain it. I just, like I've always wanted to be a waitress. Like, I want to be able to do certain, like, I don't know. This sounds really weird, but I love the experience of, like, I just want to say I did it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I respect that.
But you're right. With an internship, if you do it, you're doing it. And I won't want to do that every day. And I completely understand. But I've always had this dream. Like, one of my favorite movies is The Intern. Not that he gets coffee.
I've never seen that movie. Yeah.
Dude, you'd love it. You'd literally love it. I'm going to make you come over and we're going to watch it. It's so good. It's with Anne Hathaway and...
Yeah,
you're familiar. Her office is dope. It's in Brooklyn. It's, like, such a girl boss movie. Like,
Okay, but can I just say that these movies fantasize being an intern, like, so... I've never seen this movie.
Well, the intern's an old guy. Like, that's not why. It's just, like, okay. I love being in that environment. I know,
but they also fantasize, like, office life and stuff. You know what I mean?
Like, I know.
It could be like that, actually, because, like... In New York City offices, like, they do look like that. I don't know. My office was, like, in the middle of nowhere in Pennsylvania, so maybe it was, like, a different vibe. Like,
no, yeah. I just have always had this dream of, like, interning at, like, Cosmo, which I know, like, is not necessarily
realistic. No, that's sick, yeah.
But that's, like, that's the kind that I would love to do. But, like, what Brooke said and something that I need to take into account is all I really do is YouTube. Like, and I'm not proud of that. Like, it's been really successful, but sometimes companies can't recognize that, even though what we do is literally everything they need. Like, all the skills that we have from doing our own marketing, own editing,
it's
like,
so true.
We're honestly, not to, like, be conceited, like, we're probably a lot more qualified than some of the people that do get the job.
Exactly.
But we just didn't do this and that last summer and didn't do this whatever. Like, I was telling Brooke, like, I remember, like, we had this conversation one time on the way back from the airport last year. Like, I was like, I was so involved in high school, and then I got to college, and I'm just literally not.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm going to try and, like, get a little bit more involved, but I don't know. Then I was also talking to my parents about it, and I was like, I just want to, like, do an internship in somewhere over the summer, and they were like, you can make your own. Just go to New York and do your thing. Make meetings with companies. Like, that's just sick. Make it a Danielle. Yeah. And I was like, honestly, you're right. Like, I have the means to do it, and it's more you useful should. For me. That'd be so fun. Yeah, and one of my friend Caitlin, if you're listening to this, please apply. She might be applying to some in New York City, and we could live together over the summer, which
that'd
would be
so fun.
I know. And then
have a blast.
Yeah, so we'll see. I don't know. Or maybe Katie Bellotti will let me shack with her. Katie, we love you.
Your cute little apartment. Oh yeah, my gosh, I know. Living the dream.
I think she's starting a podcast too. That's so exciting.
Everyone's getting the podcast.
I know. It's seriously. And Kenzie and everyone. It's inspiring.
Yeah. We love the girl boss hustle. So, okay, enough about me and my... I really just want to clarify though, because I sound like so depressing. I feel
no,
like,
you don't. Like, it's okay. What you've learned.
So that's what I learned. So final reflection... So, so glad I did it. So glad I did it now as an intern rather than a full-time position because I...
Definitely.
Yeah, like, if I took that job out of college, I think I would have not... It wouldn't have been the fit for me.
No, you would have been like, where am I?
Yeah.
So now you got that
experience.
But
I learned it, and, like, I still have great relations with everyone on my team, like, great connections overall. And I honestly... I need to figure out, like, a starting point for, like, where I'm going to go in a year from now.
Well, I remember... So at one point this summer, you texted me just kind of saying all this stuff. And you were like, honestly, I really am enjoying working for myself. I think I really do like it. Like, and that's why we kind of started this podcast. You were like, I think I really want... Because we talked about this literally a year ago this time.
A year ago at this time.
We were like...
Adina. Shout out to Adina. She was like, you and Danielle, do a podcast. I was like...
Was it her that said that? Because I remember Joey also was like... Or maybe we said it to him and then he was like, no, you guys could totally do it.
We did because
we were sitting in the living room. Yes! Oh my God! No, it was literally around this year last time. Or this time last year. Yeah, and But no, your mom's always been a fan of this. She's always been so into it. She'll have to be on it.
Yeah. We'll have both my moms. We should do like a mom comparison.
For parents weekend.
POV.
Point of view. I like it. Yeah. But no, I do remember, like, so we had thought about that, like, a year ago, but then my freshman year was just, you know, it's just hard to, like, do that. So then Brooke was like, no, I think I actually, let's do this podcast my senior year, like, while I'm here, like, let's do this, like, let's...
Why not?
I think we got inspired all over again.
We were like, well, we thought 2 years ago, we were like, it's only 2 years, what will we do after 2 years? And then this year, we're like, it's only 1 year, what are we gonna do? And you know what? We'll figure it out. It's not that big of a deal.
Yeah, I'm genuinely not concerned.
Me neither. I think we need to just do it for now, and we'll figure it out.
Well, yeah, and that's what... And what we were saying was actually things I, like, get mad at people for. So I was like, why? Like, when people tell me they want to start a YouTube channel, they want to do this. But I don't have time. I'm like, you don't have time? Like, oh, boo-hoo. Like, you have time. We all have 24 hours in the same day.
It's so true.
Like, I legit, like...
Oh,
I
love it. Thank you. That was well said, truly. Well,
It actually makes me so mad. Like, when people, like, Brooke and I really don't get hate, but when people are like, you make money and you get to do this and you get to travel. Honey, this didn't happen overnight. We worked. If you want to do it, you can do it too.
Exactly.
She believed. Yeah. She goes, she did. Not trying to be sassy. I get really fired up about this.
It's actually so true, though. Yeah.
It is. Like, if you like something, go for it. Like, I'm not going to sit here and listen to you complain. Like, I hope this is inspiring for you guys.
Seriously. So, actually, though, job-wise, there's so many different routes I can take. And, like, having a college education is a great backbone for, like, all of this that I want to do. And YouTube. There's a bunch of... I'm really not worried. Like, if that makes...
I'm not worried for you.
Oh, thank you. That's nice.
Like, I've never even thought, like, what's Brooke going to do? Like, I've never had that thought.
Oh, that's nice. Thank you.
Like, I know you've been, like, kind of worried about that lately. Because I think when I become a senior, I'm going to be like, oh, I guess, like... Yeah. Because it's what... You know what it is? It's because all your friends are worried about it.
Yes.
Because they're not in your situation. Like, I remember in high school, I was worried about getting into schools. But my friends were trying to get into Ivy Leagues, and I simply was not.
Yeah.
And I was stressed about that.
It's all about perspective.
It comes down to not comparing yourself to other people. You're right. Because you're literally in a different situation.
It's so inspiring.
I'm inspired right now.
That was really good. Yeah.
Thanks. Well, no, it is true. Because once you take a step back, it's so easy to compare yourself. Then you step back and be like, even when it comes to, like, comparing yourself to other people's looks... Their mom didn't birth you. Like, it's genetics. It's literally everything.
Yeah, you're right.
No one's the same. So, remember that for you guys that are maybe so stressed. Beautiful. Thanks.
It's actually so true. And, like, everyone goes through life at a different pace. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
I don't know. I'm really, I'm just, the only reason I was worried about it is because I just finished my internship and I was like, wow, like, things are about to get real. But at the same time, realistically, Danielle's clock is, like, making noise. I love it.
I know. I moved it. It's like a cool flip clock.
I love it. But at the same time, though, like, realistically, I'm not, like, concerned. Like, there's not, like, a genuine feeling of, like, concern. Like, what am I going to do? Because, like, I know I'll figure something out.
I think the biggest thing that, at least if I were in your situation, I would be thinking about is, like, obviously you're leaving Athens. So it's, yes. like, where do you go? I think that's probably what
yeah, is on yeah, your yeah. mind. Where to is my number one. And then I think I'll figure out, like, a job.
It's nice there. Because you know, your family lives on Long Island. Yeah. So, like, so if amazing. You go back home for a little bit, you could go into the city and grind.
Exactly.
Which is so ideal. It's not like you're going back to the middle of the Midwest,
and
you
I'm
know?
And I'm
going
to travel a lot. So, speaking of travel, we have to talk about Danielle's amazing summer. Yeah, we have to.
It was a summer.
Yeah.
It was, like, the most I've traveled.
Really? Ever. Did you count how many places?
I counted the amount of planes I was on, and I forget the amount, but it was, like, actually absurd to think I was on that many planes. It started to become to the point that being on a plane felt more right than, like, being at home or, like, being in my car.
Wow.
It was crazy. Wow. I love it, though. Like, I never got tired of it. I absolutely loved it. I did a little tour thing for the, like, first 3 weeks of summer. Or actually, no. The first 2 weeks of summer, I went to Spain and Portugal with our good friend Morgan Yates. That was really fun.
So fun.
It was really fun.
I love the little, like, vlogs where you guys are like, we're going to just, like, get a morning espresso.
I know.
I need this.
Right I now. Love Europe. Yeah. I know you do too. I love the whole European lifestyle. That's another thing. I want to study abroad so bad. But then I was telling my mom, like, I really want to do a Maymester in Italy. Like, that's kind of like.
I saw your vlog about this.
Oh, yeah. So you know. Well, if you guys don't know, I wanted to do that. And then my mom was like, because I would want to do this, like, this coming, like, this year, and she was like, okay, well, just make sure you're home for Freddie's graduation activities, because he's a senior in high school. I'm like, okay, well, that means I won't be home, because that's all of May is when my school does all their graduation, and I want to be there for my brother, and, like, all of our family will come down, and, like, that's, like, a big deal, and he was there for mine, so I guess I could do it junior year, but I don't know.
You could. You so could.
I could. I just feel like, I don't know, so, but anyways,
you'll figure it out, though.
Or you love Europe. Yeah. Big fan.
Do you have a favorite place of that trip?
The one Morgan and I did. I really liked
Morgan
Madrid.
Morgan and I did. No, yeah. The one you and Morgan did, yes.
Morgan, whatever.
Yeah, I know. We're really tired, guys. We're both sitting here, like, our eyes are, like, teary with tiredness, but we're fighting through for you. We love this.
I know. We're thriving. Yeah. I think Madrid was my favorite. I thought Barcelona was going to be my favorite, but Madrid was my favorite. Because I do have to do a little plug, like, I was legal there, and it was really fun to be able to go to nightclubs. Yeah. Not even because I was, like...
You're a dancer, though.
I'm a dancer.
Huge dancing girl.
That's the one reason I hate the drinking age here is 21, because that means the clubs are 21, a.k.a. Danielle can't go hit the dance floor.
Yeah.
And I'm not just saying... Am I just saying this?
No,
I'm not.
Absolutely not.
Like, at Playlist Live parties, Chigirl was kind of going all out. Like...
Going all.
I love to dance. So... Madrid had a lot of nightclubs. There was one called Capital. It was 7 floors, and each floor had a different music DJ, and it was awesome. That had to have been my favorite, so I'll just do this really quick. So we did that. Well, you guys have probably, like, seen my vlogs, hopefully, but yeah, we did that. Then I went on tour. I went to New York, LA, and Chicago. Brooke actually came and stopped by. It was me and Kenzie.
Because it was on Long Island. I didn't even know. Okay, Danielle literally posted, she's like... What town was it in or something? It was like...
I'm forgetting already.
Something New York.
Roosevelt Field Mall.
Yeah, Roosevelt Field. And I was like, dude, that's, like, literally my mall. Like, and she... I don't think you guys realized that it was on Long Island, so that just worked out for me.
Yeah, I didn't realize that at all. And her mom just came and they were shopping.
I know.
And they stopped by. So we just see each other then. But that was in May.
That was also, like, 5 minutes.
Yeah, that was so sad, but it was something. And then, actually, Chloe Corey was there. Yeah, remember? Or Corey. Yeah. Is that her last name? Chloe?
Yeah. Well, that's her YouTube name.
Her YouTube name, yeah. And she happened to be shopping there at the mall, too, which was, like, crazy.
It was so cool.
So that was really fun. And then after that, after my LA meetup, I went to New Jersey to visit my hallmate, Delaney Daly. All of us went, and that was really cool. Seriously, I'm literally so close with my hallmates. Like, highly suggest if you're a freshman this year, keep your door open. I was talking to Mariah, your roommate, the other day. I forgot you guys were hallmates. Yes, you, Mariah, so and Maddie.
I know, isn't that so cute?
That's so cute. Now you guys are roommates. So, hallmates are actually a real thing.
Yeah, they actually are a real thing. I mean, realistically, I'm not as close with, like, my whole hall as you are, because No. It was, like, only a select few, but definitely, like, long term. Because, I mean,
you're literally living with two of your homies.
And then Hannah and I are still really good friends.
Oh, yeah. I forgot you guys were roommates. Yeah.
I know. Isn't
all
so Katie's, weird?
Too. It's so
but then
weird.
Across all of my other friends, I have, like, some other friends, but not as close as you. Like, I feel like you have, like, your squad of homies, which I'm
jealous. Yeah, and it's awesome. Funny because we're all so different. Like, we're actually so, none of us are the same. Yeah. But we
your
all just mesh.
Videos of them are, like, really, really good.
They're
really
just all so funny. Like, I'm just, like, they came over the other night. Like, we're, like, those, like, girls that are just very, like, slumber party. Like, when I'm with them, I'm, like, my 5-year-old self. And, like,
yeah,
I don't know. It's just kind of good to have sometimes. Because
what is that when you say you're, like, I have, like, the giggles? You don't say it. You say, like, something stupid.
Slap happy.
Yeah.
I get slap happy with you, too. You like, yeah, there's certain people that just trigger my laughter.
Trigger.
No, it is. Like, seriously, like, Brooke, like, literally can say a thing and I will die on the floor laughing.
Yeah.
Like, earlier today when we were talking, when you thought you had a bug on you, I just started laughing so hard. You were like, oh my God, it's a bug. It's a bug.
It's like literally in the middle of a crush.
Yeah, I was in recruitment and Brooke's like, I was in the middle of recruitment and Brooke's like, oh my God, a bug. And was there actually a bug?
I don't know, but there's like a girl and she probably was like, okay, get this weirdo away from me.
No, but she made you feel better though.
Yeah, yeah.
She was like, no, don't worry. Like, bugs whatever, around me too. It was fine.
There's a lot of bugs around though. It was actually, I have a lot of bug bites. I'm just really.
You're just so sweet.
I'm not a bug gal.
Is anyone a bug gal? No. Let me know.
No, we found some like really big bugs in my house. It's scary.
Oh.
No.
Any cockroaches?
I don't like want to say it, but like yes.
You can't say the forbidden word of the bug.
It's so gross. I sound like I live in a dirty house, but we literally just moved in, so it's just like kind of like
it's kind of a bum. Yeah.
But that's also concerning because like we're gonna get an exterminator, I promise. I'm not going to continue sleeping there if we don't get an exterminator, so we will.
No, Brooke's like kind of like, when we sleep in hotel rooms, I feel like you're the type, why is my brother calling me? That's really weird.
He knows we're talking about him.
His ears were ringing. You know what I'm saying? My ears were ringing. That actually really freaks me out that he's calling me right now. Deny. But yeah, so whatever ears ringing, that means like when like you think someone's talking about you and then they call you and you're like, it's like their ears are ringing, it's like they knew we were talking about them. Have you ever heard that saying?
No, I've never heard that saying.
Calls are so freaky. I'm so used to texts that it's like, what?
You're a big calling gal though.
I like to call. I've tried to get more into that because after all your fingers hurt. I've been calling you a lot lately. Yeah. I think because I just like to hear your voice.
That's so sweet. I like hearing your voice too. I also feel that calls more efficient than a text. A text, you go back and forth. A call, the solution can. I'm just trying to snap. Solved. Just like that.
Well, it's the worst when you're like, when you're trying to find someone and you're like both walking and you're both texting and you're like, I'm here, I'm by this corner. If you would just call each other, I mean, it's just a lot easier, you know?
Yeah, seriously.
But yeah. Well, that was, yeah, and then I went to Illinois for family reunion. Oh!
I go every year,
but before that, I went on a 2-week vacation with my very modern family. You guys find this hilarious. My parents are divorced, and we went on a trip together.
I feel bad that you have to, like, preface it.
I know, isn't that sad I have to preface it? But I do. Because
I mean, I get it, though, because you're always getting new viewers, so they're probably like, wait, like, I'm confused, because you have, like, 2 houses and
no,
stuff?
No, it's genuinely confusing, because my parents are legit best friends, but
I don't think it's confusing, though. Your parents rock.
So. Well, oh, thanks. They love you. I also like to say it because, I don't know, like, I think it's cool, and I think it's awesome, and
yeah.
I want people to, like, be inspired by that. I guess it wasn't important for Freddie's not texting me. So, yeah, we did that. We went to California and Canada. That was just amazing. Just go watch the vlogs.
That's such a good, like...
It was so fun.
My parents are trying to plan one, like, a extended trip like that, and it's hard to make the dates line up with, like, my brother.
I know, as you get older, it's hard.
That's why you have to do it when you're young.
You know, how sad. Because you can't complain. You're like, I'm going to be here this weekend. Like, your parents just do it. And they're like, we're going to this. We're doing this sightseeing tour. Like,
We always said, like, we're going to do, like, not cross country, but, like, drive up the coastline of California or something.
Oh, I've heard that's amazing. Like, Seattle.
Yeah. And, like, we just, you know, dates don't work. My brother does the cross. And then I go back to school. And then I have an internship. And, it never will work.
Us going back to school so early is kind of what gets it, honestly. Yeah. It really...
But at least you got, like, that's amazing. I'm
very thankful. So did that. And then,
it literally looked like a blast.
It really was. I got close with my family, but, like, yeah, we did. Like, it was just fun. And lots of laughs, lots of belly laughs, you know.
Yeah, I love when you just, like, get, like, stupid and can, like, just be, like, totally goofy.
Slap happy. That's my favorite. No, it's fine. When you're with your family for that long. Uh-huh. And then after that, my best friend Caitlin and I at home picked up and just drove to Miami for a couple of days. That was pretty fun. And then I came here. Yeah. Go Dogs.
Oh, my gosh.
So that was my summer. And it was really fun. It was a lot of traveling, but, like, I love it. However, I'm going to try and not travel as much this school year because I did that a lot. We both traveled a lot.
Too much.
I mean, I don't regret it. They were fun. But, like, literally last year, we left the first weekend back at school.
Yeah, it was...
For the coolest thing ever, but...
Didn't you... You missed, like, the pledge retreat, right?
I missed the pledge retreat, which, I mean...
Not, like, only that. It's just, like, symbolic of, like, missing, like, so many game days. Like, I feel like we did miss... Like,
we missed a lot of game days, and, like, I just got my football tickets. I'm really excited, like...
Same. Are you going to any away games?
I'm going to the LSU game, but I'm not, like, going to the game. Like, okay. I'm just going to New Orleans
weekend. Well, I'm going to the game, too, because... I figured. Well, I didn't get my tickets back, but I
feel like seniors and juniors always, like, actually go to the game.
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
But I don't know. None of my friends are, so we're just going to, like, explore. I applied
for LSU and Florida games, too.
Okay.
And then full home package.
Full home package.
The full package.
The full. I'll take the full game day package, oh, please, with the red rompers and the black pants, please.
Oh, my gosh. If I see... I can't.
I'm excited for game day outfits. I'm very excited, I haven't planned any yet, but... I'm definitely excited. UJ, we go hard. We dress up for game days.
I know. If you guys I'm not ready to see it yet. Like, I am excited for game day and stuff, but, like, game days, like, it is...
They are annoying. We're obnoxious.
When I start seeing the stuff in the boutiques, I get stressed because I'm like, I need outfits. Like, I need game day
You're
fits.
So right. When the boutiques start getting that red and black section.
Like, oh, no, it's coming. Yeah.
Like, I need my clear purse. Like,
my clear purse stressful. Is, like, tied together. It's from Amazon. It was, like, $15, and the handle broke off. And we, like, tied it back on, and it's literally everyone's favorite. Everyone borrows it. It's, like,
really?
Tied together. I swear.
Why? Well, I get to see it. I wonder why everyone wants to use it.
It's just, like, a cute, like, little class one versus I feel like everyone has the same one, but mine's, like, different, you know?
That's good, yeah.
And it was, like, $15 because UJ is, well, not UJ, I think everywhere now is,
like, everywhere now is policy, like that.
Right? Yeah.
Honestly, I feel safer with it now that they've changed
it. Yeah, totally. I feel, like, sketchy if they don't.
Yeah, no. Honestly, I'm, like, completely fine with that.
I just got the time to stand reminder.
Time to stand? Yeah, oh, on your Apple Watch?
Yeah.
Should we do the Q&A now?
Yeah, I mean, we've been talking for, like, 50 minutes.
50?
Yeah.
No way. Yeah, that's like a normal podcast time, I feel like. That's
what good. Do you guys think? Longer, shorter? I mean, I feel like everyone's going to be like, more, so...
Yeah, we'll I feel like the longer, the better.
Yeah.
Like, they can stop listening if they
want. I
know. Want.
I kind of, like, forget that we're, like, still recording. I kind of feel like we're, like, talking.
Because that's why we did this podcast, Brooke. I know. Because we just talk all the time. Might as well record it. Like,
we do.
We just... I don't know. I love, like... I get so inspired after we talk.
Me too. No, seriously. Danielle, one of the most inspired... Not one of... Why am I saying one of? It's probably you and my mom. My two friends, literally most inspiring people I know, actually, though.
That's
like,
so
when I
sweet.
Leave conversations with them, I'm like, okay, I need to go, like, create. I need to go, like, be effective. Yes. Seriously.
That's, love like, it. So sweet. Yes. Thank you. That's, like, a big compliment. Like, with your mom, you love your mom. That's
I know.
Really,
I literally do.
Your mom's a really inspiring gal.
She is. She works very hard.
I'm just sitting here looking at the questions we just tweeted out. We're just going to – basically, our next section we're going to do is – at the end of each podcast, just answer a couple questions because maybe you guys have questions that are time sensitive. Like, I don't know, just stuff like that, just to kind of keep you guys in the
loop.
What
would be cool if we add in like a little segment on like maybe like favorites, like things we're loving.
Ooh,
like,
that could be a good one.
Like, we just talked about Orange Theory in this one, so that could be like this week's one, okay? Like, we love.
Yeah, we'll have to add that to the format. Yeah, to the like, format. Either if it's a favorite product, a favorite something. So we have our highlights and lowlights, and then like something you're loving right now.
Love it.
Love it. We love it.
It could just be music or something, too. And like, I feel like you always have good music.
I love music. So do you. I always look at what you're listening to on Spotify. Like, you know, I can see it on your computer. I'm such a creep.
Lush lo-fi playlist is really good.
That's a good one. I love anything lo-fi. I was just listening to chill lo-fi beats or whatever. It's always funny, though. You can always tell what mood someone's in. Like, my friend Caitlin, I'm so calling her out. But she likes to go on car rides and, like, listen to sad music.
I do that, too.
Well, you do, too. You like train rides, right?
With sad I do everything.
But it's funny. It's like... sad vibes, and I'm like, oh, should I text her and be like, but like, she's gonna kill me for saying that. But
no, I literally do that too. I wonder if people listen, because I listened to one the other day that was like, life sucks, and honestly, not because I was in a terrible mood, because I like the music in it.
Yeah,
but I was like, maybe I shouldn't, because I didn't want people like fear for me. Yeah, like that actually is concerning. If you see me listening, life sucks. That's like
no, I know. Like hashtag me too or whatever.
But I was on
like
the train in my sad music feels.
No, I like to listen to sad music sometimes. Like it actually makes me feel better. Yeah, and that's
sometimes
definitely
a good cry does make you feel better.
Oh, I, like, never hold in cries anymore, because if I let it out, I feel so much better than I'm fine.
And then you know what? You cry, and then, like, 5 minutes into the... Not 5 minutes. A few seconds into the cry, you're like, wow, I'm being really freaking dumb. Like,
yeah, and then you laugh.
Yeah, exactly.
Didn't I call you the other day and I was crying, or I had just been crying, and then, I don't know. Okay, never mind, but...
We love crying.
It's no, fun to cry.
It's fine.
So, I'm looking at the questions. I see one. It's kind of... We've probably answered this before, okay. But... What do you miss most? This is okay. Lily asks. Sorry.
Oh, I have this question too.
What do you miss most about high school now that you're in college?
Ooh,
I've one. I have mine, kind of. Well, because I say it a lot. The one thing I miss about high school is, like, I don't really know how to word this. I guess like, I don't know how to explain this. So when you're in high school, you know, you start as a freshman and you don't really know anyone. Same kind of deal. And then senior year, you have, like, this best friend group ever. Uh-huh. And then you come to college, and it's, like, completely new. And I, like, am very thankful. I now have, like, an amazing friend group in college. And, like,
yeah.
I really just love everyone in my pledge class, honestly. Like, I really don't, like, whatever. Anyways, mm-hmm. But in high school, I literally had the best friend group ever. And, like, we all just had this one little perfect spot in our group. And I do miss that. I miss, like, mm-hmm. our routines of, like, going to the mall or, like, going... to the beach, you know, like your routine that you had in your hometown, being in your hometown with your friends,
totally
knowing their families, you know.
Yeah, I totally feel
that'd
that.
Be mine.
Yeah, I would say just like I feel like I rushed this a lot. Like I was so excited to go to college, and I was like, I'm going to college, I'm moving out. I know Kenzie always talks about this, I feel like too, that she like rushes like moving out of her house and stuff.
Yeah,
and I totally relate, even though like I knew I was going to go to college always, that was always my plan. But I feel like my senior year and stuff, I rushed it because I was like, I'm done mentally, I'm checked out.
Totally.
I don't want to be here, I'm ready for college, I'm ready, I'm a mature gal, like I
had that mindset towards the end too.
Yeah, and now I really regret it because I'm like,
senior year could have been a little bit more fun.
Yeah, I should have just like, I definitely did like let loose, like I wasn't like so super uptight with myself, but I just, I don't know. Like, I was just
thinking about the next chapter.
I wish I, like, really enjoyed being home and, like, really just took advantage of it and, like, went to the beach more. Like, just did, like, random stuff that, like, I can't do now that I'm in college. Like, we don't have access to a beach.
I do miss the beach. It is therapeutic. Your town was on the water.
Uh-huh. It's nice. Or, like, going on a friend's boat. Like, amazing. Yeah. Where you're going on your boat. Yeah.
Yeah, just, like, going on a boat is just really nice. That's definitely
laying
one thing.
By the pool. Like, I don't know, just little things. Like, taking, like, making lunch with your mom, like little things that like I don't get to do now on a day-to-day basis.
Definitely.
That, like, I'm so much happier like in college than in high school for sure.
Yeah, I know you are. I can tell.
Thank you.
You're like, you're more sure of yourself.
Yes.
You're
yes,
as a person.
Exactly. Yeah. But just overall though, like, I don't know. Don't hate it while you're in it, because I feel like I rushed
it. You will miss it.
Yeah. Even, like, sophomore, junior year, too, though. Where I, like, just stopped caring about, like, making new friends, because I was like, I'm going to make a whole group of new friends at college. Which is true. Like, I have a great group of friends
now.
Yeah,
you have a really good group of friends.
Thanks.
I love your friends.
A little squad. But you know what I mean, though. Like, I guess my advice is just to soak it in.
Yeah. I completely agree.
Live in the moment.
Live in the moment. It's so that I try to remind myself so much of that. Like, sometimes I just get too caught up in everything. But then my problem is when I try to live in the moment, then I have my manager calling me, you know, like, Danielle, where's this video? Or, you know, isn't it crazy? Like, it's like trying to find that perfect medium of, like, you know, hustling, but also.
Seriously.
Not, I guess. I don't know. Do you see any questions that you like?
Yeah, I'm looking. What about each other keeps y'all close as best friends? I feel like we just touched on that, because I was like, oh, how motivating Danielle is. And
what about each other keeps y'all close as best friends? Illy, we love you too, Leslie.
I know. Everyone's so nice with their little comments.
It's crazy, because I will never forget the day we met. You were in Tampa.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
I don't even know how we knew that was happening.
It was definitely over YouTube inbox.
Isn't that crazy?
And to actually think, if you would have told us on that day that this would be us
right now, how weird.
I wouldn't believe you.
I'll I will never forget. Like, we met at International Mall, and both of our moms came because we were younger, and it was weird to meet people online.
You were really young.
I was younger. My mom was like, what is this?
Because I was in 10th grade, and my mom definitely still thought I was a freak, but I hadn't met up with other YouTube people at this point, I think.
Yeah. We had been to IMATS and stuff, which was, like, the first convention ever.
Yeah, yeah. This was, like, the first time, I think, that I was, like, hit up by someone, and it was like, let's meet up.
Yeah, I think we had both been like, we're both preppy YouTubers. Oh my
gosh, I literally am triggered.
I don't even regret it though. We loved monograms and Vineyard Vines and Lily Plitzer and I already said monograms, but we loved the monograms. Like the monogrammed rain jackets and the boots.
Loved.
I remember I was like, this girl's so cool. The things she has monogrammed are so cool.
We also both went to camp, so we did like camp videos. Do you remember that back in the day?
That's how I found you, I think. Or however that happened.
Which is like, that was like a rare breed, like sleepaway camp YouTubers.
Yeah, I know.
Like preppy and sleepaway camp, we had to be best friends.
Yes, basically.
Yes.
So then we met at the mall and we just sat at the food court.
I was like, my stomach hurts or something. I was like so weird. I was like also so skinny back then that I like literally would eat like one potato chip a day and be like, I'm so full. And like, so for some reason, that was one of the days that I did not feel well. So I like sat. I was like, talked. Hey, do you care if we like sat down and we like talked? And it was like, I don't remember being like awkward.
I don't remember the conversation. That's gotta
be
good. Me
neither, but I don't remember like, I remember leaving being like, she's awesome. Like, I don't remember being like.
If it was awkward, we probably wouldn't have like kept in touch.
Yeah. And then once like, okay, so then this is my question. Like from that point, like when did things like things are blurry for me from this point on. Like when did we
have that spark?
And when did we like start like traveling together and like realize that like we actually were friends? Like, you know what I mean?
That is where it does get a little blurry for me, too. Yeah. I think it was when we went to Play Us Live. I think it was you wanted to come down for Play Us Live, and I lived in Orlando, so you flew down, and I picked you up. Yeah. And then we stayed in a hotel room together, but, like, my mom stayed next door.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was fun.
Oh, my gosh.
That's the next thing I can remember. This
was the place that Kenzie was at, too. Justin was there.
Yes, Justin Escalona.
That was the most fun playlist ever.
That was our best playlist yet. And I don't know if this was before or after. We also traveled to LA together, and we stayed with Sarah Elizabeth for VidCon.
Sarah Elizabeth
or whatever her thing's now. But I think we went to playlist together first, and then we went to VidCon.
Oh my god, we had so many adventures.
We have traveled so many places together.
And
like,
then since college, it's been like, let's tack up the list.
We traveled so much last year in college. It was so fun though. Like so many just like places. Leaving like
I know we went to California like what two separate times. That's
two
pretty,
separate
like,
times. We went to Coachella intense, together. Yeah. Like that's a friendship.
I know we went to Coachella for the first.
That was so fun.
It was so dope. Yeah,
I cannot go again. And we're going to Music Midtown next month.
I
keep forgetting about that.
I know. I actually bought a pair of pants for it.
Oh really? I need to. One girls that I've pants, talked yeah. to said it's really hot.
Really?
Yeah, they said it's really hot. So I'm like, oh.
Yikes. 3 days. It's going to be an intense commitment.
It's 3 days? That was 2 days.
I think it's three. I'm pretty sure it's...
It starts on Friday?
Oh, maybe it's only two then.
I think it's just two.
Yeah,
it's 15th
right.
and 16th.
But we're staying Friday. Yeah. Okay, so it's only 2 days. But that's still a pretty big...
Yeah. So if you guys didn't know, Music Midtown is like the Coachella of Atlanta. The headliners are legit Post Malone and Khalid. Like,
I know.
Dare I say anything more?
We've seen them both.
We've seen them both.
Excited.
We saw them both together.
I know.
Post Malone at Coachella, Khalid in New York. Like the things we've done together.
I know. We've
like
actually,
when we tell people...
We're so lucky. I know. When we casually tell people like, like when we went to Dallas together, people are probably like...
Yeah, like we like met someone for the first time today. We were like, yeah, we went to Dallas together, and she was probably like, what? Like that doesn't make any sense.
I know. I feel like we make no sense, and then like if
we're
you
crazy.
Actually know us, yeah,
it makes a little bit more sense.
A little bit more sense.
But yeah, I think we travel well together, and we match with each other well. Like we both kind of are like let's go, but we're both like
let's chill at the same time.
Yes,
though.
We both like our minute alone. Yeah. We're both very independent people, which is nice. So
that.
We like kind of get it. And we both, like, we're the, like, I feel like I can go to Brooke if I'm just in a bad mood. I need to complain to her. Like, she'll, like, not be, like, be positive. Like, she'll let me rant and she'll justify it.
Oh, yeah. I feel like everyone deserves their own opinion. Yeah.
Yeah, everyone deserves their own opinion. We already had our rant session today. Like, you got to do it, right? Like,
seriously.
Wow, I'm just, like, loving this podcast. I hope you guys are, I hope they're enjoying it because I'm having a blast. We could do, like, one more if there's, like, a good one. Goodness. Sorry, guys. We were going to, like, get a
meet
up.
Meet and greets. Do we have anything planned? No.
No.
I mean,
last year, we
had
so
Midtown,
many.
Like we said, so if you're going.
We'll definitely meet you guys if you guys are there.
We're not formal meetup, though.
No, we're not going to do, because, like, I bet it's going to be the same thing where your phone doesn't work.
Oh, yeah. And we're definitely like we said, like,
probably I'm sure there's going to be something happen when we get a call and it's like, you're going to New York tomorrow. That literally happened to us one time. That happened
to us. Danielle had to move a final.
I literally moved a final for this company. So that was insane. But it was so much fun.
That's actually nuts. Yeah.
We've done some really crazy things together, like running in the airport, driving to the, like, oh, God.
Oh, my gosh, so many running in the airport stories.
Like, one of my, it's not funny. You were really actually mad when you spilled water all over your old computer, and we had to go to the Grove.
Gosh.
So you were upstairs in Mac at the Grove trying to get your computer fixed, and the Demi Lovato.
I missed, what's his name, DJ
Khaled. DJ Khaled and Demi Lovato came out and did one song.
A free concert, and I missed it.
I'm terrible. I ran downstairs and watched, and like, Brooke's just upstairs.
I watched them. I was like, I don't blame you. It's fine. I really, my computer is destroyed.
Yeah, that was funny.
I've gone through, like, way too many computers in college. It's really embarrassing. So, let's just not talk about it. Yeah. I'm an idiot. Yeah. Okay. It's fine. Life is good. Life is good. We're both signaling that this has to come to an end, because I think we're... Okay, Danielle's getting slap happy, which is just... It honestly makes me nervous. Like, I don't... I laugh, but at the same time, I'm concerned. It's like one of those things where it's like, if your friend uses the, like, tongue out, like, emoji, you know what I'm talking about? Like, ask them if they need help. It was, like, some sort of, like... Oh, you need to get on board with, like, the Twitter memes.
Yeah, clearly.
Yeah. Like, I need to send
you need
them.
To know Maddie your memes.
Send each other, like, Twitter
Delaney
memes
and I send memes to each other on Facebook. Like, we tag them. Like, no. Have you seen the Miranda Cosgrove of her on the phone?
Yeah, like, with the dad. Like, me calling my dad when they say you need an oil change.
Okay, yes, that was it first. But then this one, like, literally describes you and me. It's like, when you need to call your friend and complain about something that just happened.
Oh,
I don't know. That's just, like, that's always me and Delaney. Just, like, you know, you gotta have those few people that, like, won't judge you for being...
You should... I'll just start DMing you, like, Twitter memes, though.
Hit
me up. Yeah.
Seriously, I appreciate memes. Like, in my living room, I have What Do You Meme? Like, I have the game.
Yeah. I have that game, too.
I just, like, I go through Twitter at night when I'm trying to get my eyes tired. But, like, sometimes I just, like, don't have time. Like, I really don't even go through my Instagram. I literally have post notifications for you, for all the people that I want to see.
I have your post notifications.
Do you really? Oh, my God. Yeah. Thanks. Well, because otherwise I'll miss it. I literally have your Twitter notifications on because your tweets are so funny. Oh, like, during The Bachelor, I was cracking up. You were like, we need a meme of Garrett, or not Garrett, Blake sweating.
That was, can we talk about that?
Well, yeah, we should have talked about The Bachelor in this. I totally just watched the finale.
Wait, like, let's talk about that in the next episode, so stay tuned. I'll write that down, because we should do, like, thoughts on
the finale. We should have done that this one.
No,
but
we should do, like, our next episode should be, like, all about, like, pop culture, maybe. Like, yeah. We can do, like, a whole, because
there's lots of, like,
things going on.
Yeah, Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin. Yeah, okay, yeah, write that ish down. But yeah, we probably should end this podcast soon, considering... At least I will be waking up at around 4 a.m. tomorrow for recruitment. I don't know about you.
Yeah, probably like 4:30, because...
Actually, I've already curled my hair, so maybe like 4:30.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like to get there early and just like hang out with everybody, because I don't know. Sweet. I don't know. We play music and get hype for the day. Yeah. I'm excited.
So we'll be back. Pop culture.
Pop culture. She literally has this paper notebook out, and I think it's
like
also...
It doubles as like a diary. I'm like really concerned, but...
Guys, she just showed me pages of, like, legit, like, this is how I feel. Not actually. I didn't
it is quite literally. It's manifestation / diary /
At Margot Lee. We love manifestation. Big fans of manifesting.
I definitely believe in it.
I do, too. Yeah. It's such a thing. I have stories, but some of them I can't share in real life. But, like, the Coachella one, do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do know
what I'm talking about. Was a manifestation moment right there. Basically, yeah, I...
Okay. Yeah. I think it's time we wrap this bad boy
Let's wrap this up like a Christmas gift.
Also, we are on the hunt. Wrap it up. Bye.
Or a Hanukkah gift.
Oh, my God. If you or a friend knows anything about a jingle, serious contacts only. We need jingle help.
I just did not think that seriously at all.
Yes.
You looked at me right in the eyes. If anyone knows someone that can jingle...
Does anyone know a jingler? We need the jingle guy.
Well, because we weren't sure if we want a jingle, but we think a jingle would... stop saying that word.
I don't like that word. Yeah. Okay, we're going to call it like a theme song.
Okay. Here I am in your life. Here you are mine.
Where I like the... steamer. Like, you have to... Oh my God, I love Jason and David's podcast. And their, like, little intros, like, views. Down, down, poof. and it's like, you know what I'm talking
about? I haven't listened to enough to like have it memorized, it goes, but like,
views. So I want it to be like something like that, where it's like, gas on the go.
No, I like that. I listen to Skinny Confidential like a lot, and it's like Skinny Confidential, him and her podcast, or I don't know, whatever they do, I like. Like, it's just like, it's just something short. We want something short.
They're doing a meetup with Christy.
Really?
Yeah.
Vedder?
Yeah.
Where? In LA?
In DC.
That's really cool. I didn't catch that. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, that's really cool. Well, so if you guys know someone who can create a theme song for us or an intro,
hit us up. Also, email, intro. What is it? DanielleBrookePodcast@gmail.com?
Something like that. Brooke and Danielle Podcast at gmail.com, right? I think your name's first.
It's in the like, description of this.
Yes. It will be. We're both looking at each other like, yes, it is. It will be.
It is in the description box below.
Yes. And if for some reason there's a company listening to us, we do have our manager's email there as well.
Yeah.
Have to say.
We're open to whatever, truly. We don't really know what we're doing, but we're figuring it out.
We are figuring it out. And I think we're doing great. I think if you guys enjoyed this, please like screenshot this, put it on your story, DM us.
Love it.
We love
the repost, yeah.
We literally reposted so much when you guys were just listening to our intros.
I know. I know. And I did take into account your feedback. We are trying to work on the audio quality, making it like,
I think this should be a lot better because we're both together and we're both using our own mics, if you guys can't notice. So yeah. It should be good.
Good. I mean, like, we have to play it back now and I'm like nervous, but I'm
yeah,
sure it's good.
What if we like go and listen, it's just gone? I'm gonna probably cry my eyes out.
I think I would just go to sleep. I'm really tired. I'm really sorry, it's been a long day. Yeah,
sorry guys. Brooke, like I said, it's really funny, like I legit just like spit everywhere. Okay.
It's been real. Like, comment, real. Subscribe, and
rate us if you guys really enjoyed this. And again, DM us whatever way you want to contact us and tell us what you want us to talk about next time, who you want us to interview. And if you did enjoy this, seriously, rate us. Let us know. Like, we want this to be successful and we want this to be beneficial for you guys. So if you enjoyed it, let us know.
Yay. Okay.
We love you guys. Thank you. Talk soon.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, which means it's time to find a gift. I always try to decide what to get my mom because I always am so proud of what I get her and she's always so excited. So I feel like each year it just gets hyped up more and more and I just have to keep impressing her, even though she would literally just love a hug, probably the same as your mom's too. But I love using a gift guide to find a perfect gift for my mom. Because she doesn't want anything. She just wants love. But she also does get excited when I give her a gift. So Macy's actually has a Mother's Day gift guide that's perfect. You can shop by price. So they have 25 and under to 100 and under. They have categories like fragrance, handbags, and more. Or you can use the gift list, like for the mom who has everything. Or gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted. And for grandma. There's so many different options that Macy's has. Some of their top gifts are the Dolce & Gabbana Devotion Eau de Parfum, Coach Floral Printed Leather Cassie Crossbody Bag, and the Le Creuset Charlotte Dutch Oven, of course. So you can shop all of this at Macy's.com/giftfinder.